in the midst of a series of ethical laws articulated in Leviticus, we are presented with the image of weights and measures. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 92, The Balance of Our Lives. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10 Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
It is the opening scene of a famous story by the Yiddish writer Yitzchak Leibish Peretz, titled Drei Matonos, Three Gifts. A Jew passes away, and his soul arrives in heaven, where it is judged. The judgment proceeds in a striking manner. The good deeds of that Jew's life are placed on one side of the scale, and his sins on the other. Peretz writes, and this is the version in English of the story, in the Collected Stories of Peretz, edited by Ruth Weiss, quote, "The counsel for the defense, who was none other than the dead man's former conscience, stepped up with a snow-white bag in his hand and stood by the right-hand scale. The counsel for the prosecution, who was none other than the dead man's evil urges, stepped up with a bag smeared with dirt and stood by the left-hand scale. The white bag contained the man's good deeds, the dirty bag his bad ones. When the defense counsel poured the good deeds onto the right-hand scale, they smelled like the finest fragrance and shone like the stars in the sky. When the prosecutor poured the bad deeds onto the left-hand scale, they were, God help us, as black as coal and smelled like a barrel of pitch. The poor soul stood gaping. It never had dreamt that there could be such a difference between good and bad. Down below in the world it had come from, it often couldn't tell them apart and confused one with the other. The scales floated slowly up and down. One moment one was higher, the next the other. The needle of the balance shifted back and forth. Now a hair's breadth to the left, now a hair's breadth to the right. Never more than a hair's breadth. The scale swayed imperceptibly. The man was an ordinary Jew, not much of a sinner, and certainly no saint. His good deeds were as small as his bad ones. Little crumbs, little bits of things, so tiny you hardly could see them. Still, each time the needle moved the hair to the right, there was rejoicing in the heavens. Each time it moved back to the left, there was such a sigh of sorrow that it reached all the way to the mercy seat." So Peretz writes, and then, soon after, he presents us with the final balance and account. Quote, "The two bags were finally empty. Finished?" asked the bailiff of the court, an angel himself. The counsel for the defense and the counsel for the prosecution both turned their bags inside out. Nothing was left. The bailiff stepped up to look at the balance. He looked and he looked, and the longer he looked, the clearer it became that he was looking at something that had never happened before since the day the world was created. "What's taking so long?" asked the chief judge. "It's a tie. The needle is right in the middle. The good and bad deeds weighed exactly the same amount." "Are you sure?" asked the chief judge of the heavenly court. "Absolutely." End quote. Peretz's story continues with the quest of the soul to ensure that he be allowed into heaven. A fascinating bit of Jewish literature that bears much of Peretz's own imprint and complex relationship with Jewish tradition, a subject that is beyond the realm of our topic today. But Peretz is drawing here in his image on something deeply Talmudic and traditional, the notion that after one's life, judgment occurs, and the Talmud does invoke the imagery of a scale of the balance between zuchuyot and avonot, merits and sins. And this does relate to our topic, our mitzvah, that we will examine over the next few minutes, for it relates precisely to a scale and to its balance. In the midst of a series of ethical laws articulated in Leviticus, we are presented with the image of weights and measures. A merchant or a storekeeper is reminded by Scripture to be scrupulously honest, to constantly make manifest one's integrity by ensuring that whatever is utilized in the weighing and measuring of products be particularly precise. Thus, the medieval counting of the commandments known as Sefer HaChinuch, the Book of Education, tells us, and this is the Sefaria translation, quote, "The commandment of having just scales, weights, and measures, to have just scales, weights, and measures, and to be very careful about them. As it is stated, Leviticus 19:36, you shall have just scales, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin." End quote. Ephah and hin, Sefer HaChinuch goes on to explain, are measurements relating to dry products and liquids. And then he goes on to add by citing the Talmud. Sefer HaChinuch writes, "From the laws of the commandments is, for example, that which they, may their memory be blessed, said, that we do not make weights out of tin and lead and from any other type of metal. since they bring up rust and become lacking. But we make them out of stone and glass and what is similar to them. End quote. We must always ensure, in other words, that our weights are perfect and that our measures are perfect, and that we do not end up unjustly treating others. This is the Levitical law. It is an interesting mitzvah in itself, but this mitzvah is also a metaphor, for we ourselves must constantly be thinking as well, not only of the weights and balances and measurements in our stores, but also how our lives would be weighed on the scale of value that matters most. What measurements we use, and whether they are, in the words of Leviticus, righteous ones, whether we apply the appropriate perspective when we assess what is most valuable in life. For one day, it will be not that which we sell and what we buy, rather our very lives, that will ultimately be weighed. In one of Churchill's most famous speeches, said in Parliament right after Chamberlain returned from Munich, Churchill utilized a quote from the Book of Daniel, put to his own purposes, in a striking series of remarks at a time when so many in England still thought peace was at hand. But Churchill said about the people of England that, quote, they should know that there has been gross neglect and deficiency in our defenses. They should know that we have sustained a defeat without a war, the consequences of which will travel far with us along our road. They should know that we have passed an awful milestone in our history, when the whole equilibrium of Europe has been deranged, and that the terrible words have for the time being been pronounced against the Western democracies. Thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting. And then he added, and do not suppose that this is the end. This is only the beginning of the reckoning. End quote. Thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting. These are words from Daniel, from the Tanakh. What Churchill applied to countries, what Daniel applied to a ruler in Babylon, the image of weighing oneself, is actually a metaphor for how we ought to analyze our own lives. We must constantly weigh ourselves, ponder the measurements that are at the heart of our own value system, living our lives in a way that will ensure that for the scale in heaven, whose weights never rust or diminish, our own account will be deemed to embody a life well lived. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.